Amen. It is good to be with you all this morning. Amen. Amen. On this cold, brisk fall morning. Yes. I do love the fall. Amen. Yes. Amen. I'm going to read our scripture this morning. I want you all to close your eyes. Don't fall asleep. Close your eyes and hear these words from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. Listen intently to these words of the Lord. Indeed, the word of God is living, active, and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him, no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may be able to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You can open your eyes if you haven't already. Amen, amen. Open your eyes. That'll preach. Hebrews is a book utilizing the Jewish scripture, religious, cultural rituals of the Hebrews, of the Israelites, to make its point about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our great high priest, as it were. This great high priest who totally fulfills the law. He is the prophetic telos, the end goal of the prophets, and he is the ultimate sacrifice. God's offering to us, God's people. Hear the opening lines of the book of this book. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son. That is the opening line of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews is a book drawing on a long history of the law. Yes, rules and regulations, but mostly of a relationship of God's people, of God telling God's people, speaking to God's people, how words, the word, was used, which shows us all the while that God was pointing to Jesus. Christ is the big event. Christ was always going to be the big event. Context is everything. So I am a Xennial. Do y'all know what that is? Xennial, Gen Xer and a millennial, born between 1977 and 1983. Grew up not really with technology around when I was in high school. But this is the most important part about being a Xennial. We were born between the years of the original Star Wars movie. That's important. Context is everything. So, of course, I grew up loving Star Wars. And depending on when you were born, when you entered into the Star Wars legacy, you will know that context is everything. You can't really watch episode one without seeing some of the other ones. You might get a little glimpse of it, but it really doesn't make much sense. it is important to know the story that came before. It's important to know the story that came before Jesus, because we can enter in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but if you haven't gone through the Levitical code, if you don't understand the priesthood, how will you get that he is our great high priest? Story is everything. Context is everything. So this book is drawing us into the Israelite story so that we understand who Christ is. The people who should have understood who Christ were didn't really get it. And this is them recounting the story. Whether you're a first century Jewish person who has heard about the man from Galilee or a Doramite in 2018, sometimes it's hard for God's people to understand God's word. What is God doing? Hebrews draws us into this greater plan. And in this passage in particular, the reading this morning, we hear powerful words about the word of God that is so powerful. The word of God is living and active, powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It itself is piercing, even until it divides our soul from our spirit, joints from marrow, and it is able to judge the intentions of our heart. Now, many of us don't want to hear about a word that's going to judge. We like all the good stuff. This Christian walk is supposed to be a happy one, one that doesn't really correct us, rebuke us, or call us to change. The Logos, God's word, is a mirror. It is showing us who we really are, stripping us of every pretense, stripping us sometimes of our context. It examines us, exposes us, explores our hearts. The word of God is like a knife, piercing and dividing, seeing what it is that we say we believe from what it is that we actually do to show our beliefs. Now, y'all don't tell my baby boy that I was talking about him, but I'm about to start talking about him. So I know if this story gets back to him, one of y'all went and told. Mark was a really good baby. He really tricked me. He slept all night, he ate, he smiled, he cooed. When he was like 4 months, he loved to have tummy time and would just smile at me the whole time. And then he got to be around 8 months old, and something happened. One day I was giving him, after I had given him a bath, and I knew I needed to clip his nails because he was starting to scratch his face, he was starting to hurt himself, I decided that I needed to clip these nails. I needed to take away those little sharp daggers that were putting scars on that pretty little face. As I'm trying to clip his nails with the baby clipper, so I know I wasn't hurting him, but as a new mom, I was intent to not try to hurt him anymore. He looked at me while I was trying to clip his nails and drew back his hand, all the while looking at me. I said, okay. So I tried to take his little hand again and tried to give the little nail a clip. He looked at me, took his hand back, and then put it on his side. He's 8 months, so he can't talk. But if looks could kill, and if looks could tell me, he was saying, I do not want you to cut my nails. That was my first glimpse into the personality of my very gregarious child, a personality that is very strong. And I tell you, even if I tried to pull his hand back, I wasn't able to. This was an 8-month-old, able to out-wrestle me. This day, I realized a little bit of how God uses the word. My little baby boy showed me this day what it means to have a strong will, but what it means to go through God's word and it show you who you are. That day, Mark showed me who he was and who he was going to be. And the word shows us who we are in the sight of a holy God. The word is living and active, and it is a judge. And we also know the word became flesh. The word became flesh. Our great high priest, Jesus Christ, he is the word. Jesus, the high priest, the priest of the Old Testament. We remember. They stood between the people and God, a go-between, as it were, to make sacrifices on behalf of the people because time and time again, they fell short of God's goal for them. The word is a judge. Just like the priests, the word is also to make intercession, bringing the people of God back to God. If we will let it transform us. God has been saying some powerful words all throughout the biblical account. His words constantly ask probing questions of everyone who it meets. Characters of old were examined and their situations put to the test. Adam, where are you? Hagar, slave girl of Sarah, where have you come and where are you going? Son of man, can these dry bones live? Each time the words of God were used to investigate, examine, and probe, so it was, even in the beginning. This word that also brought light said, let there be light. But in him was life, and the life was the light of the people. This is the word in context. Our high priest, who is also able to sympathize with all our weakness, he himself was tested, examined, probed, but found without sin. Jesus is able to go to God on our behalf. He is our intercessor. The word of God reminds us, beckons us even, where are you? Where have you come from? Where are you going? Can these dry bones live? But it also asks us other questions, questions that we must answer. Because as much as the word of God speaks to us and asks us questions and became flesh and dwelt among us, the word of God, the God who gives us word, also desires a word back from us. Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say I am? Who do you say I am? This question posed to the disciples and Peter. Oh, Peter, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This is Peter's confession, and Hebrews reminds us, let us hold fast to our confession. Hold fast in these uncertain times. We see how confessions and testimonies can get twisted. In these uncertain times, the questions of life must be clear enough so we have the right answers. Though the storms may come, God is asking us to hold fast. God is working and God is speaking. What do we say in return? I had to bring in a little bit of grace. I am a United Methodist. And this was probably the first thing about United Methodism that struck me, this concept of grace, unmerited, unwarranted favor of God, this love poured out. For even as much as the word of God is a judge, there is the grace. We know him all so well. The one who sympathizes with every aspect of humanity, the one who bore the brunt of our sin and pain, so much so that the marks will never leave him. Even his resurrected body shows the marks of humanity. This is grace. This is the Word made flesh. It is important to know the context, and that's what Hebrews reminds us. Where have you come from? Where are you going? Even the questions are grace-filled. God gives us the time to work out our salvation with fear and trembling and come to the throne of grace boldly. Boldly. Let it examine you. Let it probe you. Even as you hold fast to your confession and answer, Jesus is the Son of the living God. The Logos, the high priest, that is the one that will change you if you let him. For our response time today, we're going to do things a little differently. Take a moment. Close your eyes again. I want you to hear the words of God, this sermon, as it were, that was already preached by our Lord. Indeed, the word of God is living and powerful, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It is able to judge the intentions of our hearts. Hold fast your confession. Go boldly to the throne of grace. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Amen.